Can I ask you how many jobs you had in the 8 years?
Because I knew you were going to ask me that. Let's see. I did PR corporate, PR consumer. Oh, the next job I had was corporate, back to the corporate side, which I happen to love, being on the corporate level. I had two jobs, and it was customer service on mm-hmm. the corporate level for customers who were very, very upset with something that was going on at the bank.
Okay.
Very similar to PR.
Because there's right. a lot of issue resolution, high emotion situation.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the other was a rewards program. It was an employee rewards program that was just initiated. So I knew that when I took that job, it was new, it was relevant, it was short, it was probably going to be a little bit short term. The rewards program, once it's set up and it's going and it's through the culture and through the bank, you know, I knew I was going to be safe there. And then I moved on and I went to the corporate side and I worked in the loans area. So I was working out in the paper division. So in other words, the bank gave money to paper companies, loan money to corporations,
okay.
right?
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
I would do the decision making about that, you know, whether...
So you have a finance background
yes.
as well as... Because when you first said you were in PR, I was actually expecting for you to say you
yeah.
were in finance. Wow,
yeah.
okay.
So that got me into the finance area, mm-hmm. right? And then I learned a lot there. And that was a great job because all of those corporations, whether it was paper or consumer or it was... whatever corporation needed money, that was going to be ongoing
oh,
by the
wow.
bank. So I was safe there, and I stayed there for quite a while. And then I heard about a new job.
You have more?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Then
okay.
I heard about a new job that involved research of insurance companies that the bank was loaning money to. Now, that was relevant to me because I have an insurance background.
Well, you do before
yes,
this
before
bank.
Before this bank.
Oh, I see.
So then I.
But in PR or you?
No, no. I worked at insurance and reinsurance business for many years. In fact, I have a degree in insurance. I have a lot of certifications in insurance, in property and casualty specifically. And here was the bank loaning money to insurance companies, and who's better fit than to analyze insurance companies? So they put me through a training program,
uh-huh.
which was very elitist.
Uh-huh.
That was my last job at the bank, and that really worked well.
Let me summarize that, because I heard PR, which mm-hmm. is more in marketing. I heard HR, which kind of had an employee rewards.
Correct.
I heard loan underwriting.
Correct.
And then I heard insurance assessment of who's good. You know,
who should we loan money to, and should we
right.
continue to loan at this level, or should we up it or down?
So you had almost four different careers,
in the
8 years.
Correct.
I have so many questions now. One, how did you, I think I get this question a lot from people, like how do you pivot into different careers? And you came from insurance to PR. How do you manage that in a way that makes sense for them to go, oh, yeah, of course you should be in this. But how do you do it so that it seems seamless and you had a full-on goal of your own to mm-hmm. maintain the job?
Mm-hmm.
What's
well,
the secret?
How did I get the PR job?
What's the secret of pivoting so well?
I don't know
and
if there's
not-
a secret. I think it's – there is a secret, and the secret is being a very good interviewer.
Mm.
That's
yes.
the ticket.
Yeah.
And convincing them, and believe me, in some of these jobs, you're interviewed by a number of people.
Absolutely.
And convincing them that you are enthusiastic, mm-hmm. intelligent, relevant, that you have the skill level.
Right.
They, of course, they can check on you because
right.
they can go back to
oh, yeah.
the per, you know,
you can't
no,
lie.
You can't hide anything
yeah.
because
right.
they can
right.
ask. I think that's the main thing is, you know, when you show interest mm-hmm. and enthusiasm and support, that's another one.
Well, it sounds like you were able to come to them weaving a story that they can believe.
Mm-hmm.
When I coach people on interviewing, it's not so much you have to have the perfect background.
Exactly.
It is very much about how you've thought about in their shoes what they're looking for and how does your background uniquely fits that. And you deliver the story with so much confidence. and enthusiasm that it is completely, you've led them to water, mm-hmm. and it's up to them to decide, mm-hmm. do they believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Are they interested?
Mm-hmm.
And it, not every company or, you know, department would,
right.
but you have to do all that work first.
Yes.
And almost like, you got to believe it yourself before right. you can deliver it.